Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the way I like it. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and I guess engaging in your way. I'm okay with that, as long as you truly are engaging. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We're gonna spend a little time tonight, in this last hour, kind of taking swipes at the Democrat Party over the double standards, the disingenuousness of the party as a whole. And I say that because we've been lambasted by these people. Beat up over the fact that we tried to stop the elections, stop the outcome of the 2020 election by questioning the, first it was, you know, questioning the electoral college, the electoral process, all of that. And at times you just sit here, you just scratch yourself in the head and you say, okay, but you guys did this. You did it, you screamed about it, you made a big deal about it. You don't like the fact that we sent, or they sent, I should say, I think it was it Wisconsin or what have you, a second set of electors to question the first set of electors to D.C. So here's another one of their gods, one of their Lord and Saviors, Michael Moore, who pushed for electors to block... Ready for that? To block then President-elect Donald Trump from becoming president. He says that the electors should be persuaded to part with their pledges and simply vote against Donald Trump. No real reason behind it. Except for the fact, the mere fact, the simple fact, that he hated Donald Trump. And that's really what most of this comes from. They really can't tell you why they hate Donald. Seriously, all due respect to some of my buddies that are Democrats that keep telling me that they had a real reason for hating him when they really didn't. And here you have Michael Moore really truly showing you the colors, the reality of what's going on. Take a listen to Michael. You know, he's such a specimen of truth.
I think there are people who are pushing very hard who think that because of some of the constitutional perils of the Emoluments Clause, because of the popular vote margin, because of a fundamental, they think, threat to liberal democracy, that that electors should be persuaded and pressured on Monday to part with what their pledge is and vote against Donald Trump.
Yes, they absolutely should do that. Absolutely. I believe right now that there are electors. They only need 38 of them who have a conscience or who are worried about a man who won't attend the daily security briefings, who we now know Russia was trying to help get elected.
Lie.
I mean, can you imagine if if you or I had been running for office and they showed that the Iranians were somehow involved in helping you or me get elected? What would happen to you or me, Chris? I'm just curious. What would happen?
I think it would be a totally chill situation.
I think there are people who are put.
Yeah, right. But here's the deal. Those were all lies, and they knew they were lies. And Michael Moore, you know, these people operate off of hate. They do not operate off the reality of the system, of the moment, of what's happening. And they're not interested in that. Now, when we do come back from the break, I got an ad that they put up. They actually, actors. Remember I kept saying to you, why do we listen to them? We shouldn't be. They're nobodies. They're people who pretend to be somebody else. So why do you listen to them? So I'll play the clip of them actually hearing an ad out to not vote in, not use the Electoral College for President Trump. And I got to tell you, I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious that, again, they want to use some of these things to their advantage. And they know their questions. They're not stupid. Come on. Can we, as much as we say that they're ignorant, they're uneducated, no, they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how this plays out. They know what they're doing. So it's just, again, it's amazing to me. Now, there's some dust up, but it never goes anywhere, so I don't really care. Joe Biden, he was with the segregationists. He fought for their cause in schools. And it's out there. It's all over the place. It's played over and over again. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of plays. And so that tells me that even though the left knows that it exists, that it's real, and he really is a racist, a bigoted homophobe, they don't care. Why? Because he's a Democrat. When you think about it, what was it, back in 75, in a Senate hearing, the civil rights lawyer Jack Greenberg had something to say to freshman Senator Joe Biden. Now, Greenberg was the director at the time of the NAACP, or the Defense Fund, actually. And he took Biden to task for a bill that would limit the power of courts to order school desegregation. Think about that. And yet, he's always fought for civil rights, according to him. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5566. I'm just laughing because you guys sent me some funny stuff during the breaks, and I appreciate that so much. All right, back at it again. I mean, just we're not just showing the hypocrisy up, but really calling out the left I would say that they're self-unaware, right? I mean, you've heard me say that a million times. And I can prove it really simply, frankly, just by replaying ads that they put out. Ads that they have, that they put out, and the same things that they were, for lack of a better term, okay, the same things that they were screaming about, that they didn't, that the Republicans did or didn't do, they're doing themselves. So apparently they figure if they, you know, if they do it, it's righteous, it's good, because they're the purveyors of truth, the only purveyors of truth there is. Take a listen to an ad that was put out, went everywhere, by the schlocks in Hollywood. Why you listen to these people? Why you go to their movies? It's just totally beyond me. I will never, ever, ever understand. Yeah, I know, I'm on it. But take a listen, if it works.
Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is to an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications.
An eminent degree. Someone who is highly qualified for the job.
The Electoral College was created specifically to prevent an unfit candidate from becoming president.
There are 538 members of the Electoral College. You
and just 36 other conscientious Republican electors can make a difference
by voting your conscience on December 19th
and thereby shaping the future of our nation.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person.
Any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to.
But it should certainly be someone you consider especially competent.
Especially competent to serve as President of the United States of America.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for the presidency.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you in support and solidarity with conservatives, independents, and liberals.
And all citizens of the United States.
The American people trust that your voice speaks for us all.
And that you will make yourself heard through the constitutional responsibility granted to you by Alexander Hamilton himself.
What is evident is that Donald Trump lacks more than the qualifications to be president.
He lacks the necessary stability.
And clearly the respect for the Constitution of our great nation.
You have position,
the authority,
and the opportunity to go down in the books as an American hero
who changed the course of history.
And you have my respect.
You have my respect.
You have my respect.
For your patriotism
and service to the American people. Unite for America.
One of the most hypocritical ads that I've seen, one of the most hypocritical things that Hollywood has put out. And what a group spewing a load of crap that there's no way here. I'm going to have some Joe fun with this. I'm going to replay it. Only this time, I'm going to be like those guys from Mystery Science Theater 3000. You know what I'm talking about, right? Some of you. I mean, those guys were great. They would comment on movies, the stupidity, and the things that are going on. So let's do this again. Take a listen.
Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue. And
now, he's going to quote a portion of, but that wasn't the reasoning behind it. Right? The biggest reason behind it is so that the smaller states, right, the states that didn't have as many people, it realized that the presidency is the only position that doesn't have the popular vote. Because the founding fathers felt that the country as a whole needed to have a say in the president. They needed to all, you know, I know some of you think this is a bad example. I don't really care. But you look at the World Series, right? It's not a one game winner is a world champion. They have to win over, you know, over seven games, they got to win 4 of 7, right? Doesn't matter. The score doesn't matter. None of that matters. It matters how many games, because it shows that the team has, you know, it has the ability over a period of time, not just a few lucky home runs. Well, it's kind of the same thing here. Because if you heard people say, which is so true, and by the way, you want to notice how much they're for the Electoral College here, and now, as of late, they want to get rid of it. Very confused people. Very sick, mentally ill people. So what you got going on here now is that California has the same weight in choosing a president that Rhode Island has. Same weight. And that's the way it should be. And some of you say, no, we have different needs. Yeah, California has much different needs than states in the middle part of the country. Why do you get to dictate, and this is wrong already because it already happens, why do you get to dictate, from an educational standpoint, what people in North Dakota or something like that should be learning when Los Angeles is so much different than the rest of the country? San Francisco is so much different than the rest of the country. Enough of this garbage. We've gotten so far away. What made this country was great were the basic principles that our founding fathers put down. And we've gotten so far away from it, it isn't funny. And the Dems know, you know, we have a bunch of amendments. That's the way our founding fathers did it. Again, for the same reason, to say, if you want to make a change to this wonderful Constitution, if things change to the point where you need to make a change, right? I mean, technically and really, the Second Amendment does not prohibit you from owning a bazooka, a tank, anything like that. It really doesn't, if you think about it. And if you really read the journals, what our founding fathers wanted. But if you want to regulate it down to that, you have the ability to pass an amendment that says, hey, you can all have guns, you can have this, you can have that, but you cannot have laser-guided nuclear missiles. You know what I'm saying? We have put restrictions on these things our founding fathers never did. So if you want to change this stuff, you have the ability to change it through the process. Don't be ignorant like AOC and the rest of them and think you can simply change it by a law, because you can't. Trouble seeing your host. See if I can make it through this whole thing. Coming back in a minute.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The head of Health and Human Services is defending the treatment that illegal immigrant children receive after they cross into Texas.
We don't cage them. We provide them with all the care that they deserve. We provide them with the kind of medical attention you would want for your child.
Secretary Javier Becerra told a conference of elected Latino officials this month that kids in their custody go through trauma before they make it to the border. A new report's critical of the care the children get once they're in custody, citing one 8-year-old girl who died. The Trump Organization is settling a lawsuit filed against it by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. At a hearing Friday, lawyers for both sides announced an agreement on a settlement had been reached. Cohen had sued the Trump Organization for $1.3 million over unpaid legal fees. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. The settlement came as the civil trial was scheduled to begin Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You got to back my friend. And I will fight for you. I always have. We are showing the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party. And I say that in a way where, you know, they're screaming about the Electoral College, they're screaming about what Trump did, didn't do, actually, and asking people to, challenge the election outcome of 2020. You know, there were, 16 people that were indicted or charged with crimes because why? They want to change the electoral outcome. And yet, the Democrats have done it up front and in your face since 2000, but done all the way back to the days, well, you know, of, I just had it in my, I mean, even before Kennedy, right? I mean, seriously, Eisenhower, back to the days of Eisenhower. So I'm playing a commercial that the Dems put out there, talking about the responsibility of what the Electoral College was, but the reality was the Electoral College was put together, was designed in a way to make sure that California didn't have any more power than or the people of California, I should say, any more power than the people of Rhode Island in choosing a president. That the scales were such, weighed out such, that it was balanced in such a way that every state would have the same amount of power to elect a president. But I've decided, I've already played the clip, you can go back and get the whole hour later on, and I want to comment on it as they tell their lies.
And to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is to an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications.
An eminent degree.
Who decides what that means? Joey B. can't find a stairway. He doesn't know who the president is most of the time. You don't hear them saying anything. Barack Obama kind of sleazily worked his way into the Senate, was nothing more than a community organizer. How is he eminently qualified to be president? No foreign policy experience. Tell me how he was qualified. And if these people were real and true and sincere, Joey Biden shouldn't be sitting there. And Kamala Harris should have never been vice president. Neither one of them are qualified to sit in those seats.
Someone who is highly qualified for the job.
The Electoral College was created specifically to prevent an unfit candidate from becoming president.
That's a lie. Flat out lie.
There are 538 members of the Electoral College. You
and just 36 other conscientious Republican electors can make a difference.
By voting your conscience on December 19th.
Right. So thwarting the will of the people, not taking, because that's how it works, you take the popular vote or what have you, however it works out in that particular state, and you take those electoral votes, and you go to D.C. and you cast those votes on behalf of the people, not yourself. Now, some of the states have screwed things up because they do a winner-takes-all. It was never meant to be that way. Never. The percentage of votes that came in that state went to the Electoral College, if you would. And that's how they voted when they got to D.C. But like everything else, they get their fingers into it. They got to screw it up.
And thereby shaping the future of our nation.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary.
Well, that's interesting because there's only two there. And you're stating, you're going to state in a second that you can vote for anybody that's qualified. Well, does that mean everyone else 538? We could have 538 different votes for different people?
Hillary Clinton.
As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person.
Any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to.
But it should certainly be someone you consider especially...
Not the spirit in which the Electoral College was put together.
Competent.
Especially competent to serve.
Listen to these people. Competent, especially competent. Competent, competent, competent. Joe Biden has no business being in the White House if you use the premise that these people are using.
As President of the United States of America.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave...
By taking the vote away from the people who actually cast their votes. By taking away the will of the American people. This is where it started, or where it started big time. You, too, can make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get in office.
Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for the presidency.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
You know, don't you love these people? Listen to the music in the background. Like, I really care, right, whether these Hollywood types... They're so full of themselves. They think they're so smart. They think they got so much going on. Why? Because they got money? Because people know who they are? A lot of them end up in jail. Not the majority. I didn't say that. But a lot of them do. A lot of them end up hooked on drugs. A lot of them end up in sex scandals. A lot of them end up in divorce 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Yeah, these are people I want to believe in.
I stand with you in support and solidarity with conservatives, independents, and liberals.
And all citizens of the United States.
The American people trust that your voice speaks for us all.
And that you will make yourself heard through the constitutional responsibility granted to you by Alexander Hamilton himself.
No. You mean by the Founding Fathers. You mean by the people who voted for this. Alexander Hamilton did not give anybody anything. It was the Founding Fathers. And all of a sudden, you ever notice, all of a sudden these guys are so smart and so right. All these slave owners that we shouldn't give any honor to, all of a sudden, they're just so godly.
What is evident is that Donald Trump lacks more than the qualifications to be president.
He lacks the necessary stability.
And clearly the respect for the Constitution of our great nation.
Right. I'm sorry, we're talking about Joe Biden, right?
You have position,
the authority,
and the opportunity to go down in the books as an American hero
who changed the course of history.
See, you know what? I got to stop playing this because they're going to throw up in a minute all over my computer. They really feel like they're so righteous. They're so right. They're so smart. They're so much better than you are. Right? Think about it. And here you have Hollywood actors, actresses, that were allowing people like Weinstein to go ahead and rape women in his office. that are allowing pedophiles to run rampant in Hollywood and use your kids to go there as sex slaves. All this that's going on there, and you're going to listen to these people? These self-righteous Hollywood types? Hey, I am sorry. I'd have to say to you something really simple and easy. What is wrong with you? You should be yelling at these people and saying, hey, get back on stage, shut your mouth about politics, and let's move on. That's what should be being said at this point in time. The only reason I'm so mad about this, these people are infuriating. They could care less about you and what's right for the country. What they care about is losing the power. Losing their power. That's all they care about. And you see it over and over and over again. Joe Biden is doing worse than if you're one of those people who feel like I do when it comes to, you know, your edicts, right? Your executive orders. Biden's worse. Because the stuff he's doing, the stuff he's signing off on, flies right in the face of our laws. We've never had this kind of trouble at the border at this level that we've had with Joe Biden. But they're actually, this group of Maronis are actually trying to blame all this on Trump. You know, illegal immigrants coming over across the border that are being let go. Some of these kids and people they've grabbed, we've seen well over 50 cases of tuberculosis. We didn't have that problem. They had over 2,500 children test positive for it, but they don't know where they are now. They're out and about in the community. They're thinking that maybe 1 in 50 migrant children are infected with TB. And those 1 in 50, those people, they're out and about in your community. So I'm sorry, I'm just trying to understand something. So they care about you? I'm curious. I have to ask. 855-ROJO. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. All right, coming up, we got the man himself, Oblamo. Going to play him questioning the Electoral College. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only. It's really the only way we win. When you get informed and you have a clue as to what's going on, it's great. All right. I've been playing and showing you the hypocrisy of the Democrats for the last, 23 years. They're all against the Electoral College all of a sudden, or as of late. But they were all for it forever. When it came to being able to use it against Republicans, it had a whole different feeling. So we got another, about 3 minutes of clips from Obama. Now, from all the boys in the band. As to really, truly, what they believe is going on, what they believe is truth, what they believe should be happening when it comes to this kind of thing. All right, take a listen. We'll comment. I promise.
I was not in this body 4 years ago.
But what I observed as a voter...
No, community organizer. Yeah.
As a citizen of Illinois 4 years ago, were troubling evidence of the fact that not every vote was being counted.
Senator from New York.
Mr. President, this is obviously a difficult debate for many reasons, but I commend the senator from California for joining with members of the House, most particularly Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones, in raising the objection, because it does permit us to air some of these issues.
Why did a computing error in Franklin County initially award 4,258 extra votes to George Bush when only 638 people had actually voted? Thankfully, they fixed it. But how many other...
Yeah. See, that's perfect. We saw 24,000 of those happen in, what was it, Nevada. 24,000 people voted in two different counties, and there was no correction. And they got on our case for even bringing it up.
Other votes did the computers get wrong?
Too many voters have cast votes on machines that jam or malfunction or suck the votes without a trace.
As we look at our election system, I think it's fair to say that there are many legitimate questions about its accuracy, about its integrity, and they're not confined to the state of Ohio.
Because of these and many other examples, all documented in the press, I am joining with Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones to cast the light of truth on a flawed system.
There is no reason at a time when we have enormous battles taking place ideologically all across the globe, at a time when we're trying to make certain that we encourage democracy in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places throughout the world, that we have the legitimacy of our elections challenged, rightly or wrongly, by people who are not certain as to whether our processes are fair.
Our elections are being challenged, rightly or wrongly. They're okay with it. Not okay when we do it. They were only okay when they did it. It just shows you how disingenuous they are. It just shows you how, you know, the double standards they've chosen to have.
And just.
Ohio is the objection. I'm from Ohio. I'm raising the objection. But I anticipate you will also hear from some of my colleagues from other states who had similar situations. Now, it's easy to say, well, it happened in Ohio, it happened in Michigan, it happened in Arizona, and so let's not worry about it because it happened everywhere.
So I would hope that this body, and thanks to the objection of my friend from California, this debate, which has started today, will continue.
But there are other things that are being presented that people are shown that I witnessed myself that would say that say to me that this, the irregularities in Ohio, deserve a hearing in the House of Representatives.
I would be standing here saying this no matter what the outcome of the election, because I still think the best rule in politics.
No, she wouldn't. I mean, I'm surprised her nose didn't grow 2.5 feet long on that one.
Politics is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Oh, never mind. I won't say it. Yeah. The hypocrisy just shines there, doesn't it? You all know. Let's not play this game. You all know that whenever a Republican brings up a question or a questionable scenario, right, they're bad. They're treasonous. How dare you question the American people? How dare you question what the American people want? Well, in all sincerity and honesty, that's not what we're doing at all. Right? You look at the actual process, and what the Republicans did was perfectly legal, just like what the Democrats did was perfectly legal. Right? I find all this so funny. I just find it hilarious. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. God bless. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Now we're not done quite yet. Working on it, but we're not done quite yet. But this is the stuff that you guys need to learn. You need to know about. Because I've been able to scare the crud out of some of my Democrat friends when I say to them, look, I've got video. I've got information that will prove to you and show you that you guys fought this before. You guys use the same terminology. You guys use the same rules, processes, and procedures. And all of a sudden you have a problem with us doing it? That doesn't sound honest. Doesn't sound fair. Doesn't sound right, does it? So again, as I've always said, as long as the game benefits them, it's a go. If it benefits anybody else, it's a no-go, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, and truly being part of the conversation. Right? You're going to see a lot coming down with Trump over the next few days, next few weeks. They're not going to stop anytime soon. And they're going to keep on him and keep on him till either they're going to try to run him out of money. And if they can't run him out of money, they're going to try to get him to plead guilty to something. Because if they can get him to plead guilty to one thing, just one little thing, then they think they have him. Well, they've got him good, if you would. So I don't even know what to tell you to do other than get engaged locally, get engaged with your people, get engaged and understand really what's going on in all sincerity. Because it will be the only way that you're going to be able to win. You know, I was going to do this thing on the another transgender at 16. Now, he was told all kinds. My name is, let me read this to you quickly. My name is Preacher Mosley. I'm a 25-year-old woman and a detransitioner. Since childhood, I have struggled with my mental health. As is the case for many girls, my teen years were particularly difficult. Tragically, at 14, I suffered from a sexual assault. At age 15, I was hospitalized for depression. Age 16, I was diagnosed with major depressive disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and an eating disorder. I engaged in self-harm by cutting myself, which became so serious that I had to be taken to the emergency room. Now, starting when I was 16 years old and continuing to my teen and young adult years, doctors and counselors set me on a path of medicalized gender transition. They told me that changing my body to look like a boy's body would cure my mental health problems. That's a 16-year-old. She could look at a doctor and go, okay, well, if that's what they tell me, that's the way it should be. They told me that injecting large amounts of testosterone into my female body would be good for me. They encouraged me to undergo surgery to remove healthy breasts. I trusted these people. I trusted these providers. I trusted my parents. And I let them do what they want to do to me. Years later, I realized that I've been lied to. I've been misled. Worst possible way, years taking testosterone prevented my body from developing as it was supposed to. And no, it is not reversible. They're lying to these kids. They're lying to the American people. The government simply lies to you. Ain't that hard. Ain't that hard to figure out. All right, God bless people. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with me or spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me on Monday.